I'm kind of back again on this level here. Can we talk about your route back here?
I've definitely been extraordinary, but you know, put in the work, put in the time, and you know, cream always rises to the top. That's how I thought about it. And stay at it, and my opportunity will come. You know what I mean? And hopefully, it's here.
How do you look at being here during this time, as far as opportunity to kind of show what you can do?
Yeah. You know, one thing I'm looking for is you know, a long-term situation. Right now, this team is rebuilding, and I don't look at 10 days as make a break. I just look at it as a situation that can evaluate me. And hopefully, I'm in the plans for a long term for next year. Because it's not much we can really do in 10 days, but you know, show my work ethic. And I think now they want to finish out the guys that's already in the rotation. And if somebody gets hurt, something, you know, I'll be there, but you know, hopefully, some, you know, beyond the season.
What do you think about just even being in this situation anyway? I mean, they've got the team that's possibly, you know, relocate, and, you know, the losing. I mean, it just seems like a weird thing to step into rather than stepping into, like, maybe a championship team or something like that's going to it somewhere.
Well, I was with Detroit for about 3 years, so I know it's about to win and I was about to lose. So this is a situation. I think we got some good young guys here, some good young talent. Mixed in with some veteran leadership and some veteran guys, and I think from what, you know, I've talked to Coach Carlos Simone, from how he sounds, and they're heading in the right direction. And I think it's always, you know, it's not the now. You know, this year wasn't something where, you know, it was a make or break season. You know, this is about the future, building and you know, establishing something for next year and the years to come. And I think with this team, the young guys will be okay, whether we're here or in Oklahoma.
Thank you, sir.
You know what I mean? It's definitely a situation that's on up and up.
Describe yourself as a player. What are your strengths? What do you do well?
6'7 guy. Energetic, athletic, can play a little D, and put the ball in the hole as well. So I'm just a ball of energy, man. You know what I mean? I have a huge whole lot of passion for this game, and I'm just looking to showcase that, you know.
So overall, is this kind of a chance for you to get to know the organization, they get to know you, and then maybe it works into a summer camp invite or possibly an invite back in the fall?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think I can say, you know, it's kind of strange for our 10-day last 7 games of the season, but like I said, I wouldn't be here if it was something that was potentially long-term.
You have much of a relationship with Scott Perry from Detroit?
Absolutely. He was there. He basically brought me in the first time. I was undrafted. He brought me into camp. I did well in the camp, and finally year, signed with him, and kind of been there, you know, up until this year. So, you know, he's a good guy. A great guy, and I'm glad he's here and be here with him. Something special.
Did that link kind of help bring you here too, or?
Yeah. You know, I used to work out in San Antonio a little bit early on. When Chris Moore was in San Antonio, Ralph Lewis, I played in D-League with him in Huntsville for 2 months. So it's funny, but I'm kind of familiar with the staff and some of the players, so it's turned into something special over here.
When did you first hear from the Sonics?
I mean, believe it or not, it's been, I've been talking to Scott all year, you know. I think this is an organization that brings some good quality character guys in. That plays with passion, that plays hard, guy that plays hard, and kind of he wants to take that mentality, that toughness in Detroit, that championship toughness, and bring it here. So I think the guy that they brought into management, you know, understand that, and that's what they're trying to bring, and you know, develop. So,
this is apparently a legendary dunk you had at Syracuse. Can you talk about that,
Francisco? Yeah, it was it was nice. It was nice. I'll tell you, look, I threw it into the post, the memo, occur, and you know, Francisco just had to be on the opposite of the weak side in the bad situation. Memo threw it back out to me, and I just went down the lane, just dunked on one hand. I mean, during the course of the seasons, I used to get little playing cards with that same photo and that dunk on it. I didn't even know we're out. So You know, I think he's still, every time I see him, he always talks about it, something like him give me back. But the thing is, you know, I don't play a big man position, so it's hard for him to get me back on that. But he's not the first, and he definitely won't be the last. So.
What year was that?
That was in 03, 04.
03, 04?
Yeah, preseason 03, yeah.
So he's kind of the one that didn't let it go.
No, he still hasn't let it go to these days. It's been like 5 years. But, you know, it is what it is.